Pam and Goal, I was Corey's fifth grade teacher, or I guess I should say Corey was my student in fifth grade, and I imagine there's some other people who were also my students in fifth grade. You met Corey, he was great and adorable and had that enduring smile. Earlier was mentioned in an email from Dr. Trees, who was our principal, that he was so bright in math, and she in fact tutored him in math because he was so beyond what we fifth grade teachers could teach him at that point. But the funny story I wanted to tell was one day we were role playing, there's two things the teachers like to do, and Corey was Lincoln, and the other boy was Douglas, is that his name? And Corey, as many of you know, and some of you have already said this, so he was a little procrastinator, he didn't always have his work done. So when I decided he was going to do the role playing, I thought, Corey, I'm going to sign it. I picked Corey, and I really feel terrible. I don't remember who the other student was. Probably a shy kid that I don't remember as well. But anyway, so they're up there, and they're kind of winging it. All right, okay. Well, who should walk in the door of the cafeteria, the principal? Right at that moment, and I'm thinking, oh, no. This is going to be awful. Well, of course, because of Corey's great ability to think on his feet and just that sharp intellect, he was great. You just find his limit. that's a funny memory I have of Corey. And after hearing what all of you said, all of you younger people, I'm really sorry I didn't know Corey as a teenager and adult. I would have loved to know that kid that I saw a little spark there in fifth grade. So.